Oh, it's been a while since I recorded. We've got a very impressive looking man under contract to be our next executive director of IT. Let me tell you, most expensive software in the world, although I can't say that. Anyway, the most expensive software in IT, and I was just coming back from that because apparently, this reporting software that we're getting, somebody said it costs $45,000, and it's like, you know, that's crazy. That's more than our, that's as much as our system that runs our university, and we're buying it so we can get a couple of reports out of it. I said, that's insane. I can buy a lot of technical support. That's one where it says, I can hire some coder, and we can get all kinds of good stuff out of them. Oh my gosh, you're kidding me. Anyway, so we got a new fella. He's kind of pricey. So my expectation is to get a lot out of him. He says, you're going to be putting the weight of the world on your shoulders. Holy moly, man. So anyway, he's a good sort. He's working it hard. For the most part, you know, I've been trying to set people's expectations that there are going to be different sorts of people around. I tell people, to be honest, this is put in a support ticket. You know, do as much as you can on your own. But to be really honest, I need to really step back from that because it really needs to be our new executive director is, his name's Anthony, so I guess I can't use his name. I don't know if he goes by Tony, but we'll say Anthony for now. Really needs to be his job. Run the way he wants it to be run. And anyway, it's really important that I want to get really comfortable. I know I've got my druthers about how I would do it if I were in his place, but you know what? The reality simply is, it's not my place. I mean, if he needs direction, I can certainly provide direction. And am I going to take some plum things occasionally? Well, shoot, yeah, that's my prerogative. I get to do stuff like that. Like, can I say honestly? I love a hardware load balancer. And I love a hardware load balancer because that's where that's where authentication happens. And I'd like to move DNS out close to the edge. Much as we can make that happen. Or just say, I want to work, you know, I want to work smarter. We're going to put our learning management system out in the cloud, absolutely. That way, our students don't have to fret trying to get into our stuff. Our staff doesn't have to fret trying to get through our firewall. It's out there. Zero trust is what's really required. And that's just the reality of our situation. Thank you. we're gonna Oh, sorry, I'm thinking so much. That's what I'm thinking about. Everything needs to go out to the cloud. And that's made especially poignant. And it is. It says, do we need to go to zero trust? And you go, yeah, we need to go to zero trust. If we're going to stick with Microsoft, then it makes sense for us to go Azure. Not that Google's not good, but honestly, when it comes down to it, we're having to run this internal infrastructure for authentication. Oh, accept that. It's nice to have our Active Directory stuff. Being able to run up against Kerberos, stuff like that. And be able to do audits. And most of the audits are going to be of the money side. You know, it really ends up being the money side that drives it, data governance. So, there you are. Oh, the days are getting cooler. There's some positive sides to that. How best to handle internal versus external, which is by and large pushing out stuff externally. Helicopter. heck of a thing. Oh, it's good that it's not just I'm just doing it because it's the way everything's going. There's also, there's a couple of more reasons that are actually more specific to our situation. Corrections, we want to streamline our registration process. And although I think Unified is young, and I think it struggles to come up with a unified package, I think it's good in that we can choose what back end we want, and then we have we can work on the front end. So let me tell you, this is not my logic talking. This is my gut that says, let's work with these guys. That's what we really depend on, is that we're going to get this stuff. So he says, yeah, we're going to do this piecemeal. And you go, yeah, we're going to do it piecemeal. Are we going to get out of the business of having one product try to be all things for us? We're trying to get rid of that. Need to focus on what's really going to help us. Okay, so that's what I got.